Hi, my name is Megan, and in this video, I will be presenting an intervention for preventing and reducing fat accumulation in the elderly. More specifically, how diet and exercise training can be used to increase rates of fat oxidation. Adiposity is known to increase with age. The accumulation of body fat, especially in the abdominal region, increases the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Obese and elderly individuals are found to have impaired rates of fat metabolism, which furthers weight gain and can result in insulin resistance. Lifestyle interventions must be developed to reverse the underlying metabolic impairments and assist in weight loss. Understanding the mechanisms behind the observed increases in body fat is important for ultimately decreasing incidence of disease in the elderly. Fat oxidation is a function of two processes: the release of fatty acids from adipose tissue and the capacity of respiring tissues to oxidize the free fatty acids. Changes in fatty acid mobilization and/or the capacity of respiring tissues to oxidize the free fatty acids are potential determinants of lipid imbalance and may contribute to age-related increases in body fat. Interventions are required to reverse the impaired fat oxidation and prevent obesity-related diseases. Foods with a high glycemic index are rapidly broken down into glucose and result in elevated insulin levels and rapid glucose absorption. The glucose is then sent to the cells for energy or is saved as glycogen for later use. Foods with a low glycemic index are slowly digested and absorbed. This slower release of glucose may alternatively allow for fatty acids to be oxidized. Fatty acids are released from adipose tissue into the bloodstream by the hormone-sensitive lipase. This enzyme breaks triglycerides down into 3 fatty acids and 1 glycerol. Free fatty acids are activated in the cytosol and then shuttled into the mitochondria by the carnitine transport system, where they undergo degradation. Beta oxidation is the process of progressively degrading free fatty acids by removing 2 carbon units and releasing them as acetyl-CoA. Each cycle of beta oxidation requires 4 reactions catalyzed by 4 different enzymes: acyl-CoA dehydrogenase, enol-CoA hydratase, hydroxyacyl dehydrogenase, and thiolase cleavage in order to yield acetyl-CoA. The remaining fatty acid is continually cycled through the enzymes until it is fully degraded. Exercise training and improved diet, which will also help with weight loss, are expected to increase the rates of fat oxidation during submaximal exercise in the elderly. The first study that was looked at measured the effects of endurance training on both fat and carbohydrate metabolism. 6 elderly men and women underwent 16 weeks of endurance training. The rates of fat and carbohydrate oxidation were measured during a 60-minute moderate exercise session at 50% VO2 max, both before and after the 16 weeks of training. The post-training measurements are presented by open circles, and the filled circles present the pre-training measurements. As you can see, the rate of fat oxidation during the 60-minute exercise session was higher after the 16 weeks of training than before. Accordingly, there is a significant decrease in the rate of carbohydrate oxidation during the post-training session. The rate of appearance of free fatty acids at rest and during the 60 minutes of exercise was also calculated. There was no significant change in free fatty acid availability before and after the 16 weeks of endurance training. This study concludes that endurance training increases the use of fats for energy during exercise in the elderly. The results also show that the increase in fat oxidation was most likely caused by adaptive changes in the ability of the skeletal muscles to oxidize fats, rather than increasing the availability of free fatty acids. A second study looked at the influence of the quality of carbohydrates consumed on exercise-induced substrate oxidation adaptations. 20 older obese men and women underwent aerobic exercise for 60 minutes a day at 65%, 5 days a week for 3 months. The participants were also randomized to a low or high glycemic diet. The diets were macronutrient matched and included foods of either 40 or 80 GI units. The rates of substrate oxidation were assessed during a session of treadmill walking at 65% VO2 max, both before and after the 3-month intervention. The fat oxidation rates were expressed relative to changes in body weight after the 3 months. Substrate metabolism during submaximal exercise was differentially altered between the dietary glycemic index groups. Fat oxidation increased significantly in the low glycemic group post-training. This study concludes that the dietary carbohydrate quality consumed during diet and exercise interventions for weight loss must be considered. It determined that there is a therapeutic value of low glycemic foods for reversing metabolic defects in obese elders. In addition to exercise training, it is unclear whether or not diet-induced weight loss can induce fat metabolism. The final study examines the effects of diet-induced weight loss on fat metabolism. Overweight and obese men participated in a weight loss program that provided a low-calorie diet for 12 weeks. Measurements were taken before and after the program during a submaximal graded exercise test. The relative maximal fat oxidation rate was determined by dividing the highest rate of fat oxidation observed by the lean body mass. Relative maximal fat oxidation rates during exercise significantly increased in response to diet-induced weight loss. The open circles represent measurements pre-weight loss, and the filled circles represent post-weight loss. Fat oxidation rates during the length of the graded exercise session were higher after the program than before. This study concludes that diet-induced weight loss improves levels of fat metabolism during submaximal exercise, similarly to exercise training. Now let's summarize the findings of the 3 studies. Endurance training in the elderly increases the rate of fat oxidation, but does not change the availability of free fatty acids during exercise. A low glycemic diet during exercise training increases fat oxidation compared to a high glycemic diet. And diet-induced weight loss can increase fat oxidation in addition to training. These studies conclude that impaired fat metabolism in elders is due to the capacity of the tissues to oxidize fats rather than the availability of free fatty acids. However, both diet and exercise interventions can be taken to increase the rate of fat oxidation in elderly and obese individuals. These findings have important implications in public health. The accumulation of body fat and subsequent diseases can be prevented through low glycemic diets and exercise training. Thank you for watching!